You are listening to By Islam. We will answer all your questions by Islam. www.byislam.com.
What is the philosophy behind voodoo and ghusl?
Undoubtedly, voodoo possesses two manifest benefits, the medical benefits and the ethical and spiritual one. From the medical point of view, washing of the face and hands 5 times a day, or at the very least 3 times a day, has an appreciable influence as far as the cleanliness of the body is concerned. Wiping the head and the exterior portion of the feet, the condition here being that the water reach the hair and the skin, means that we keep these portions clean too. We shall allude later when discussing the philosophy of ghusl that the contact of water with the skin has a special effect in achieving the equilibrium of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves of the body. As for the ethical and spiritual aspect, since it is performed for Allah and with the intention of pleasing Him, it possesses an educative influence, especially since its implicit meaning from head to toe, I strive to obey you, serves to corroborate this ethical and spiritual philosophy. In a tradition, Imam Ali ibn Mutharriza alayhi salam says, the reason why the order for the performance of wudu has been issued, and the reason why the acts of worship should commence by it, is that when the servants stand before Allah and converse with Him, they should be clean, away from uncleanness and pollution, and act in accordance with His orders. Apart from this, wudu eliminates drowsiness and lethargy from man so that the heart can acquire the purity and luminosity for standing in the presence of Allah. When we explain the philosophy of ghusl, the philosophy of wudu should become more clear. Some people question, why does Islam order a person in the state of janaba to wash his entire body, whereas it is only a particular organ that becomes unclean? Is there a difference between urinal remission and seminal discharge, so as to necessitate the washing of only the organ in the former but the entire body in the latter? The answer is that the discharge of semen from the human body is not an act that is restricted to just one part of the body, unlike urine and other body wastes. A claim which is substantiated by the fact that the effect of the discharge becomes manifest on the entire body. Subsequent to discharge, all the cells of the body slip into a castristic lethargy, which is an indication of its effect on all the parts of the body. www.byislam.com